Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninem Hang Singh. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland T.R. Zeliang has emphasized the significant contributions of Dobashis in preserving Naga cultural heritage and promoting social cohesion. Addressing the plenary session of the 22nd Triennial Conference cum 63rd Anniversary Celebration of Nagaland Dobashi Association NDBA at Mokokchung yesterday, Mr. Zeliang highlighted the historical role of Dobashis during the British colonial era, where they acted as translators and facilitators between the British administrators and the local Naga population. He also highlighted the special provisions granted to the Nagas under Article 371A of the Constitution of India, emphasizing the importance of protecting Naga customary laws and practices. Mr. Zeliang further said that District Dobashi Courts was set up as an alternative to formal courts, providing accessible and culturally relevant justice, referring to the proposed three-tier system structure for the Dobashi court system in Nagaland. He said this system is designed to provide accessible and culturally relevant justice. The three tiers include village council or GB court at the village level, the district Dobashi court at the district level, and the apex court at the state level. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 11,440 crore rupees revival package for Rashtriya Ispat Nigam Limited, RINL. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw told media in New Delhi today the revival package was cleared in yesterday's Cabinet meeting. He said RINL is an important company in the country's steel sector located in Andhra Pradesh. Mr. Vaishnaw said with the help of this package, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activities of RINL will be immensely benefited.
With this, all the employees of RINL as well as all the people connected with the economic activity of RINL will be immensely benefited, and Andhra Pradesh will get a major steel plant revived in the coming days.
Deputy Commissioner of Zuniboto District, Rahul Bhanudas Mali, has informed that bituminous work of National Highway 702A between Assam Rifle Gate and Asukhomi Village will commence from tomorrow. In this regard, plying of all heavy vehicles will be restricted from 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. till the completion of the work. However, the restrictions will not apply to light and medium vehicles. The budget session of Parliament will commence from the 31st of this month. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 31st January, and the Union Budget will be presented on the 1st February. The first part of the budget session will be held from 31st January to 13th February, while the second leg of the budget session will be held from 10th March to 4th April. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has issued a notification amending the Cable Television Network Rules 1994 to streamline the local cable operator registration process. Under the new rules, registrations of local cable operator will be conducted entirely online. The ministry said the registration certificate will be issued in real time upon successful verification of applicant details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to beneficiaries through video conferencing today, marking a monumental milestone in country's rural empowerment and governance journey. The property cards will be distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Our correspondent reports that the scheme aims to drive the economic transformation of rural India by providing property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights. The Swamitva scheme was launched in 2020 to enhance the economic development of rural India by providing a record of rights to households through advanced drone technology for surveying. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.